I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. As you will know, if you're a regular listener to our podcast, over the last couple of weeks, we've been giving away lots and lots of Opinions Matter merchandise. We have fantastic coffee mugs. They are travel mugs. You can take them with you anywhere. They've got a lovely lid on them, and you drink your coffee out at the top like that. They're gorgeous. I have my coffee out of it every single day.
By the way, you probably should make that. Give me that noise again.
The drinking the coffee noise. Yeah.
Why is it lumpy, your coffee? Why are you making a noise? Why are you swallowing coffee? Why are you chewing on coffee?
Anyway,
can you, by the way, and this is an honest question from a friend of mine who actually won a coffee mug a couple of weeks ago on the show. Can you bring them into, like, can you go into Costa
and ask them to fill it? Yeah, you can. Yeah.
And you get it cheaper.
I think so, yeah, if you have your own container.
So
yeah,
you can go up to Costa, but they're going to write on your coffee cup then, aren't they?
They better not. Don't let anyone write on your Opinions Matter coffee mug.
Yep.
Anyway, we're giving away one every single day, and today is no exception. Let's ring our winner.
Hello?
Can I speak to Fiona, please?
Adrian Kennedy, is it?
It is. How did you know that?
Oh, it's about time.
Hello, so Fiona.
I'm getting a mug.
You can take it that you're getting a mug. Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you. I'm live on air, am I?
You are.
I listen later on today.
Excellent. Now, Fiona, the simple question that we asked was, what is Penny's called outside Ireland?
Penny's outside Ireland. Primark.
It is called Primark. Very good. Well done. You have just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, and I can see from our WhatsApp that you've entered loads of times.
You just made my day.
Ah, that's great to hear. Whereabouts do you listen to us?
In Edenderry in County Offaly.
In Edenderry in County Offaly. Well, look, well done. And
I'm listening to you since you were on FM 104.
Back in the day.
FM.
Oh, back in the day.
So we grew up together.
Ah, that's lovely to hear. And you're enjoying the Opinions Matter podcast.
I'm listening to it all night and all day.
Excellent. That's brilliant to hear. Well, you will have a coffee cup to a travel mug to show all your friends. And if you stay on the line there for 1 second, Fiona, we'll get all your details and we'll pop it in the post to you.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks a million.
Lovely. Yeah. From Edenderry in County Offaly.
I would say, and I didn't want to cut in on that there. Because,
yeah, go on. Why?
Cozy.
What?
Why are you giving it to friends of yours?
Friends of mine?
She said you grew up together.
No, we didn't.
She literally said, a second, rewind. By the way, guys, rewind the podcast. How we grew up together. You literally grew up together. Why are you giving
it
to...
We didn't grow up together.
Whole bloody thing's a fix. There's no point in entering this anymore. You're not going to win. Unless you've grown up with Adrian or had sex with him, you're not going to win a coffee mug.
And there's her daughter, Laura, commenting on our Facebook page.
Oh, anyway. Course you know the whole family.
Yeah, I know them all.
Grew up together. So basically, you have to grow up with Adrian, live in the same estate as him, or be sexually entangled with him to get a coffee mug. That's basically. Where's the daughter?
There, Laura. Laura, there. Look, there she is.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter?
It's a very simple question for you. As you know, a lot of the topics we bring up on this podcast are actually things that we have going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And something that happened to me yesterday at about 5 o'clock, and Adrian was a party to this because I actually rang him straight after it to tell him about it. And he said, oh, we're talking about this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, why are you saying him like you don't know? You were literally on the other end of the phone.
Go on, tell the story.
Is it? Yeah. So Adrian's being judgy about this, but we'll get to that in a second. Is it okay to, now, by the way, I want to be very clear about this, to verbally discipline somebody else's child or children? I want to be very clear about this because people were making all sorts of accusations on our Facebook page that I reefed the kids out of it. When I said I reefed them out of it, I didn't mean I grabbed them by the hair or anything like that. But I did verbally reef them out of it. So yesterday afternoon, my son was up playing football in the green. So where we live, there's a big green and there's tennis courts and stuff like that and football pitches and stuff like that. And there's new trees after being planted. They were planted there just in January, I think they were. So they're fairly new trees.
Oh, so they're new trees, yeah.
Anyway, I was going up to collect my young fella to bring him home to have his dinner. And as I was walking through the field, and you know that field is fairly, it's fairly mm-hmm. big, I noticed a group of young fellas. Now, by group, four kids. I think it was four. Maybe in five, but it was definitely four anyway. And they were the same age, I think, as my young fella because he knew them. So they were 11 or 12. So let's say four preteens. And as I was walking towards them, I could see them swinging out of one of these trees and breaking the branch, as you saw in the photograph there, Adrian. They broke the whole tree. And as I was seeing them, I stopped and I start shouting them. I said, get your... No, and I'll be honest with you, I did use bad language. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I did use bad language because I was so angry. And I said, stop vandalising whatever. I think it was stop vandalising the fucking trees. Have you no manners or were you dragged up? Get your hands off the trees. Now, the interaction between myself and the young fellas probably lasted for a minute. They weren't cheeky back, I have to say. And they did stop, but it was too late. The tree had been pulled out of its roots. So I suppose a lot of people would argue, well, giving out to them didn't solve anything because the tree was already done. But just when I saw them...
So I want you to tell me, so these are a group of young fellas that you don't know from Adam.
No.
And you...
They're not in my son's class. I don't think they're even in my son's school, but he knows them from playing around.
Okay, and you're walking past, you see them swinging out of this brand new tree.
Newly planted trees. Yeah.
That the councillor or somebody would have put down.
Yeah.
And you screamed, I want to know exactly what you said to them.
As far as I can remember, get your fucking hands off that tree and stop vandalising it.
Okay.
That was the first thing they said. They looked around and I said, they didn't give me lip back or whatever. I says, well, you're not brought up properly or you're dragged up. You have no manners and respect for property. Pretty much that was all I said.
Okay.
There might have been a few more F-bombs in there because I was actually angry that they thought that they could just wreck the area. And as this was all coming to an end, I could see a very angry man coming towards me with his dog. It turns out that the man coming towards me with the dog was the father of one of the kids. And he got very, very irate. Who the F do you think you are telling my son what to do? That's not your job. We ended up having a verbal for about a minute and I just walked off and said, I'm not having any of this. Like grow up arguing in front of kids.
Okay, so this man came along, he was the father of one of the kids and he basically told you to mind your own fucking business.
His last words pretty much were, don't ever tell my son what to do again.
He's dead right. Absolutely dead right to say that. It is not your concern to discipline somebody else's child. I'm not arguing what they were doing was wrong. It was bang out of order. They should not have been wrecking the tree. But who the fuck do you think you are to go correcting people? This is back to your Rambo ways, thinking you can rule the world.
No,
thinking you can keep everybody in line. It's not your job to discipline somebody else's child. You're not even a Garda. A Garda can't even discipline somebody. And you think you can. Screaming bad language at young fellas. Seriously.
Okay. The point is that as soon as I saw this happening, my initial reaction was to stop them doing it. So what would you have done in that situation? Turn the other cheek.
It's not my concern. It's not my concern.
So see no evil, hear no evil. Is that it? Just draw... Yeah, but you're the same...
Okay, maybe.
The difference between me and you is you're spineless. You're the same type of man that if you stop...
And by the way, if somebody said to my child, were you dragged up? That's a disgusting thing to say.
No, it's not a disgusting thing to say.
It is a disgusting thing to say, were you dragged up?
But you're the same type of spineless man. Yeah,
no, Rambo Dixon, as always.
If you were walking through the city centre and you saw a woman being mugged or something like that...
No, that's different.
No, if you saw a woman being mugged, you would literally walk the other way, you wouldn't help her. You are a what's called a turn the other cheek kind of guy.
If I heard you shouting at my child and accusing my child of being dragged up, I would reef you out of it as well.
I'm sorry, anybody that deliberately goes out to damage public property.
I'm not arguing that point. That is disgraceful what they were doing. Did you even throw that back at the father? Look what your young fella's after doing.
Yeah, and he says that's not your job.
And he's right. He's absolutely dead right. It is not your job. It is not your duty. It's not your responsibility. Did you own the tree? No. Was it anything to do with you?
Yes, it is. It's my area, and I don't want to look in like a council estate. I don't want to look in ripped apart.
Absolute knob.
No, it's not a knob. Not a knob at all. My point is, I would imagine that the vast majority of people, that have any sort of... You're just completely spineless.
And as somebody just said, come on, Adrian, a good kick up the hole is what they need.
I know,
This is exactly the point. Okay, you just said, no, I wouldn't do that.
Now, back in the day, I got a couple of kicks up the hole from people, from men.
And you probably deserved it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but you can't do that anymore. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
And in fact, I remember one day, me and my mates, there was a fellow living down the road who had an orchard out his back garden, and as we all used to do as kids, one day, myself and my mates hopped over his wall to rob all the apples off his tree, And he caught me and gave me a right kick up the hole. I didn't do it again. That is the problem now. Kids are being let run rampant around the place with no...
And all the world needs is Rambo Dixon to come along and sort it all out for everybody.
Sorry, if it was Rambo Dixon, I would have got like a bow and arrow and shot them in the stomach. That's not Rambo. Calling kids out for their bull behaviour is not Rambo. And I think more people need to be like me. You're what's wrong with the world, actually.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Was that father right to call Jeremy out, to hop him off the wall for basically chastising his child? I just said the same thing to you, I'm telling you.
Because, lads, I'm telling you now, if that was my son that had been doing that, I would have no problem. I would absolutely have no problem with someone telling my kid that he was doing wrong. That is your job.
Let's bring in your opinions on this on 085-825-2626, and we'll kick off today with Jess.
Well, some parents actually did their job and reprimanded their children when they're acting out and being little brats. People like Jeremy wouldn't have to correct them themselves. I'm sorry, like any parent is like, oh, what are you giving out to my kid for? Yeah, well, why don't you do it then and you give out to your own child? It's common fucking knowledge. Absolute age to let their brats run wild, do whatever they want. That's the problem. That's the little scrouts that are ruining the place.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Not too bad.
Well, Martin, is it anybody's business to be chastising a strange child, a child that you don't know from Adam?
Well, it was something about a tree. Was he not vandalising the tree?
He was vandalising the tree, yeah. He was. He was pulling the tree asunder.
He had every right to say it.
But it wasn't his child. The child was nothing to do with him, and it
sure doesn't matter. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with the world today.
No, but it wasn't even Jeremy's tree. If it had been the tree in your garden, Jeremy, I'd have said fair enough. It wasn't. It's nothing to do with you.
No, but it was a tree in my locality.
Yeah, but it wasn't your tree. That's the point. If they had been in your front garden wrecking your tree, then I'd say fair enough. But they weren't.
Is that what you think?
I think that he had no... It was none of his business to say anything to kids that weren't his about a tree that isn't his either.
So hang on, Adrian. Supposing they were smashing up a bus shelter. Supposing they were throwing rocks at a bus shelter.
And what are you going to do to stop them? Give out to them?
Grab the rocks off them.
Oh, see, now we're getting into physical assault.
No, that's not physical assault.
Yes, it is.
Hang on, if there was young fellas standing at a bus stop about to smash the bus stop with rocks, I would grab the rocks off them. I'm sure you would as well, Martin, wouldn't you?
Well, I tell you now, if it was my young fella doing it and you see them doing it, feel free to give him a clip around the air. I'll come shake her hand afterwards.
Exactly, because you're a proper parent.
Yeah, it didn't matter whose tree it was, like that other chap there.
But No, but my point is that it
was. What if it was your child, right? Let's pull it back on you. What if it was your child, right, that was doing it? And would you want somebody to say something to them? Because maybe you would never find out about. Would you
It wasn't even in someone's house. This was a tree that Dunleary Rath Down Council would have put in a couple of weeks ago.
It don't matter, man. Come on, you're talking nonsense, lad. Doesn't matter whose tree it was. Doesn't matter if it was your tree, my tree, a random person's tree. The tree was vandalizing. Is what he was doing.
You're saying that if you witnessed. If somebody caught your child doing something like this and give out to them, you'd be quite happy.
100%. 100%.
So we should all go around.
None of my children are scrots, little scrots, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I reared them properly. Yeah.
And that's great to hear. Properly.
Yeah. And if my child is pulling up trees, they're vandalizing something, I'd hope that Joe saw up on the street and pull him up over it and come knock my door. Tell me about it. That's what I'd want.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second.
I wouldn't be like you now, you know what I mean?
I just think it is none of his business to be screaming. And by the way, Jeremy, this is another issue. Using bad language at kids as well is disgusting. And accusing the kids of being dragged up and everything else, that's a horrible thing to say to kids.
No, it's not. Well, any kid who doesn't respect property like that is dragged up.
But it wasn't your tree. It wasn't your property.
It's nothing to do with that. Again, a bus shelter is not my property, but if I saw that happen to a bus shelter, I'd do the same thing.
Our number is 0858252626. If you would like to get involved in this, do you think it is okay for you, me, and everybody else to scream the odds at a group of young fellas wrecking a tree, for example? Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hello.
Well, Danny, what did you want to say on this?
Sorry, the signal's a little bit terrible.
I know, I can hear you perfectly now. What did you want to say on this?
I just said that, like, as I said in my message, children are everyone's business. It takes a village, as we know. And sometimes when you see something, you just have to say it, you know, and you shouldn't be afraid or in fear. Just like if you saw an adult hit a child, you would pull them up on it. And if you see a child stepping out a line, you absolutely have to use your voice. It's what it's there for. You're an adult, you know best, and you need to pull kids up when they're in the wrong.
But a lot of people would feel that it is not his business or anybody's business to be shouting at a child that is not his, about a tree that wasn't his.
Yeah, tough. It is. It's everyone's business to pull a child up.
If it had been outside his house, I'd have said fair enough. Scream at them to get away from your house and leave your property alone.
Hang on, what's the difference?
Because it's yours, you own it.
That newly planted tree, by the way, is less than 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
You know when you go up the laneway from my house?
It's literally
on the other side.
It's on public property.
It
is that right?
It doesn't matter if it's not on public property. I don't get this thing. Public property.
And by the way, it's only a tree anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, don't open that can of worms.
No, but it was only a small tree.
Jeez. It doesn't matter. The kids don't care that it's only a small tree. It could have been anything.
And look, I'm not saying that it was right what they were doing. It was dreadful what they were doing. But it is only a tree. That's not Jeremy's tree. And then he's screaming. So tell me exactly what you said again, Jeremy.
Pretty much leave that fucking tree alone. And yes, I did use a bad word because I was angry at the time. By the way, it's not words that they don't use themselves, Adrian. Like, they're not
these little, I know that.
Precious angels that don't, the kids use that language, okay? So don't be so naive. You must be dragged up. You have no respect for other people's property. Get off the fucking tree. Because one of them was swinging out of the thing.
And as a matter of interest, you see, your young fellow was with you.
No, he wasn't at that stage. He was over in the other side of the field playing football with his friends.
And how do you think he'd have felt if he saw you screaming at the young fellows like that?
What do you mean?
How do you think he would have... would he have been embarrassed with you shouting at those young fellows?
I don't know. No, because my son's been brought up to respect other people's property and he won't do stuff like that. So, and we've constantly... And by the way, we're not perfect parents, but I'm sure you're the same as well, Danny. You teach your kids that consequences. Every action has a consequence. And that is the problem with kids nowadays. And if you let them away with this thing in a couple of years...
No, but it's up to that young fella's father to...
The father wasn't there. Well, he was
eventually. And the father would never know about it because those kids never go home and say, oh, guess what? I did something wrong today.
Absolutely.
Or someone gave out to me. They never go home and say that. But I tell you what, they would go home and say, I fell and hurt myself and we should put a claim in against the county council for having that tree there, even though I shouldn't have been near it. That's what parents go to these days, and that's wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to disagree with you on that point. But as far as you're concerned, it is up to all of us to scream and shout at kids when you see them doing up to no good, is it?
Yeah, this pussyfooting around kids is what has the country in bits as well. Like, they're reared up, they're dragged up. They're going around disrespecting everyone. I saw a group of kids push an elderly man on a bus just so that they could get on and get a seat first. Absolutely disgusting. I wore them off the bus. Everyone was absolutely disgusted, and the driver even stopped and got them off, you know? Like, on what was going to happen? They just get on the bus, your man gets pushed to the ground. That's just because they get away with it. They need people to be shocked and to be outraged and to pull them up on it. And their parents should be doing a better job, but parents can't always be everywhere at all times with their kids. I'm not even blaming parents. Sometimes they do think that they teach their kids right. But I would want to know as well, if my kids were acting like that, I'd be like, yeah, good enough for you getting shouted at. You're wrong.
And that day when I got a kick up the hole by the fella whose orchard we were robbing, I remember going home that day to my parents and saying, the man down the road, I can't remember what his name is after giving me a kick. And expecting my parents to turn around and go, we'll go down and sort that out. Their exact answer to it, because I still remember to this day, their exact answer was, what did you do? And when I said we were robbing apples from his apple tree, good enough for you was the But parents these days are not like that. They'd be trying to sue you. And had I laid a hand on one of these little shits, I'm sure I would have either.
And you'd have absolutely deserved it.
Oh, deserved
if you'd have laid a hand on one of the little shits. I'm not arguing that they're little shits for doing what they were doing. But again, this comes back to, you have no right to discipline somebody else's child.
Okay, Danny, what would you have done in that exact situation? You're walking towards the tree. Yeah,
they're vandalizing, they're downgrading the area, they're ripping a tree apart. And I know people might say it's just a tree, but then it's just a cat, then it's just a dog. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they start doing that crap, where does it end? You pull them up in the wrong when you see it in the wrong.
I know, and I don't even know the answer to this, Danny, but I'd imagine if Adrian was walking by a group of teenagers and they were kicking a cat or something like that, I would imagine he wouldn't do anything either.
I don't know. I wouldn't say nothing.
Did you hear the answer he just gave there?
No.
Go on, repeat it, because he whispered it under his breath there so people wouldn't hear. What would you do, Adrian, if a group of teenagers were kicking the cat?
My own business.
Jeez.
Adrian.
Okay, maybe not the cat. Maybe I'd say something
over
a cat. But a tree. That's not even your tree. Stay there for a second, Danny. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation. This happened to Emma.
This happened to me a while ago. I was driving along and I saw two teenagers kick a dog. I stopped the car, I shouted at them, I said, "So what are you fucking doing kicking a dog? Like, who do you think you are?" and stuff. So, Adrian, I just have a question for you. In that situation, should I have just been like, "Oh, they're not my children, let them kick the dog"? Like, sometimes things need to be said.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm great today. I am fabulous, but I think shame on you.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. If you were walking past a shop and a kid threw a brick through it at night time, shop is closed, would you turn around and just keep walking? Is it not Jeremy's shop?
No, it's not. No, I might say something over something like that, but again, this is...
Well, you said you'd keep walking. You didn't say you'd mind your own business earlier on. You said you'd keep walking. I heard you say it under your breath.
Yeah, I might call the guards. I let the guards deal with it. They're the people that are... whose job it is to deal with stuff like this. Not mine, not Jeremy's, nobody else's.
So if the child did it to your window and someone was standing there and the child ran, would you not say, why didn't you hold on to him?
No, I wouldn't, no.
So they're never going to catch the kid?
So it's up to me to detain the child, is it?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
So you're telling me hang on. I see a group of kids and one of them throws a brick and smashes the front window of a shop, yeah? And you're telling me it is my duty to go over, grab the young fella and hold him until the guards get there?
Yeah.
Would you get a grip?
I do it. I would do it.
Yeah, you would.
You're going to end up in serious
trouble if you do that with somebody's child. You'll be done for assault.
Why?
You'd be done for assault.
You didn't assault him, you detained him.
You have to physically, forcefully detain somebody. The young fella's not just going to stand there and say, oh, that's all right,
Mrs. You're not going to be done for assault. No DPP would put that forward for assault because he smashed a window and you held on to him.
It's the same thing.
It's not your window, it's not your tree. So you just keep going.
Not in a month of Sundays would I do that. Rambo, would you?
Would
detain
I
a child?
It depends how bad. Not for breaking a tree. It depends.
But if
I
smashed
the window
in
the shop. No, if I saw, if I what?
You see a group of young fellas, one of them throws a brick at the shop window, smashes it to smithereens, you're walking past. Do you detain that young fella?
I think so. I think that's fair.
Detain him?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You would hold a young fella against his will.
That's what detain means.
You're looking for big trouble.
Against his will, he's after. You're not looking. So look at all the people all over the place when people do something. Let's say, right, and they hit someone, they attack someone, and they hold them down. Let's say on a Ryanair flight, if they're punching the heads off each other and they detain a guy, are they done for assault? No.
No, but it's slightly different.
Why is it different?
In that they are staff of an airline, and this incident
not
is happening
staff,
on that
not
airline.
Staff. You don't always have staff doing it.
I would honestly, I'm telling you, I would not lay a finger on a young fella to try and detain him until the guards got there.
Well, you know what? I'd prefer to have Rambo there next to me than you.
There you are,
because
Rambo.
Because all you would say is walk on.
No, I'd call the guards. Let the guards do their job.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, well done you.
So, Adrian, in this situation, he's not dealing with reality here, Andrew. In this situation, yesterday, had I called the guards, okay? So what time is it? What time did I ring you at? 3:55?
Something like that, yeah.
So had I called the guards at 4 o'clock yesterday, they probably wouldn't still be here at this stage. The young fellas would have. So you want me to...
Then if that's the case, they won't come anyway if you're detaining the child.
No, they will.
If you said that you had a child and you were holding a child...
By the scruff of the neck, because he's not going to stand there voluntarily, you're going to have to forcefully hold him. He will try to escape. He will try to get away from you. So you, Angela, are going to... What will you do if he tries pulling away from you? Get on...
Well, there'd be somebody else around that would give me a hand. They'd all hold him down. Why not?
I just don't believe that people will do that. I genuinely don't, and I think they'd be mad to... Because
if you look all over the world, Adrian,
is a case of assault if you were to do that to a kid.
There wouldn't be. I'm telling you now, if you look at all the cases that are, you know, someone's done something wrong and everyone has held him down, have they all been up for assault? No, thank you very much. Job done. The guards take him in.
Okay.
But in the case of this with the tree, I have done it in around our estate. When you see kids up in it, I'll go up and tell them get down. And if parents have a problem, bring them on.
And I'd imagine most of the kids say, "Fuck off, miss, and mind your own business." Or maybe they don't speak like that.
Oh, they tell you where to go or tell you what to do. It doesn't matter. I tell them get the fuck off the tree, and I have done it.
There was actually a video. There was a video that did the rounds about a month ago. I'll have to try and find it. And it was basically, I think it was in Ballyfermot, and it was a young fella, two young fellas actually, going into the local newsagent shop and robbing a load of cans of Monster off the shelf. And this was video. Did you see this video? And the shopkeeper. So they went in to grab the cans of Monster and put them in their jackets. Robbed the Monster. Then they came out. These are about 15 years of age. The shopkeeper came out after them, ran after them, and kicked them up the hole. And I thought it was I thought it was beautiful to see. Beautiful.
Absolutely brilliant.
So now you're condoning assaulting children. Brilliant.
Yeah, kick him up the hole. Why not? Didn't do us any harm.
Again, Angela, I'd love to see you trying it. I'd love to see what would happen, because the chances are you would be sued for assault. If you weren't prosecuted for assault, you might be sued for assault.
Is that what's wrong now? Is that people like you will just walk past?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't get involved in detaining a child.
Hold on. We're not even talking about detaining a child. Right?
Do I care about the tree? No, not really. No,
exactly. And that's what's wrong. What's wrong. People like you don't care anymore, you know, and it's an absolute shame.
Okay, stay there for a second. Because
they can do anything.
John is dying to get in on this. You're on Opinions Matter. John, how are you?
How you doing, Angela? How you doing, Jeremy?
It's Angela you wanted to talk to, is it?
It is, Angela. And again, I'm with Adrian on this one. You know, this is not your job. It's a guard, they're there to do the job of that. This has nothing got to do with us. Now, I just want to put it to you, Andrew, and put it to you, Jeremy, yeah. Okay? Let's say, for example, you know, you've done what you've done, and you know, you haven't by the scruff and what have you. What happens when the alpha comes around the corner, or the zelda comes around the corner, and then the spoken World War IV? Oh, no, but what, a tree? They don't think so, lads. You say, I don't know where, what you're thinking here. Yeah. But, it's hardly worth getting your fucking head kicked in for, or you bossing somebody else.
Do you know what I would say, John? If a father came around and I said he's after breaking the tree, I'd turn around and go, do you know what you should do? Get your shit together.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. It's not your shit to get together. That's the thing, Angela. You know,
It's not, Angela. It is literally not.
It's public. It's in a public place.
Well, you're the guardie, Angela.
It's the council are doing this. It's the council are putting them all up.
Are you a guard or the service, Angela?
It's taxes put those trees in the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's taxes that pay for the guardie as well, Angela. You know, they haven't got to do.
Yeah, so it's taxes that put them in the tree.
Okay, just say, for example, then, that, you know, Jeremy or yourself there detains a child. You have no powers to detain a child whatsoever. Look it up. You have no powers whatsoever. Only the guardie have the powers to detain someone. So if you detain someone, you're detaining them, you know, under the law. You can't detain anybody. You know, that's false imprisonment, actually, if you want to go further than that.
It's actually not.
You mentioned the DPP earlier on. I'll mention the DP now. It is false imprisonment. Of course it is. You're holding them against their fucking will, actually. Oh, if it is,
no. Civil arrest.
Stop. You can't hold a child against a will, Angela. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
A child or a person. What
Let me ask you a question.
What about all these paedophiles that the things like Justice Reborn and all that? What about them detaining people till the guards come?
There you go. Anyway, what do you want me to do about it? Detain them and start lashing them out? You know, what do you want me to do about that? You know,
why aren't all of those people arrested for false imprisonment?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask Judge Nolan about that. I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue what I'm saying.
We're talking about a child breaking a tree. You're actually contradicting yourself there.
I'm not contradicting anything. It's nothing got to do with me. It's none of your business, Andrew.
It's okay for them to do it.
Is this what you're doing? Screaming at kids?
No. Do you know what it is, John?
I'm going to say what Adrian said. Once my kids don't back the bollocks, I don't give a fuck about anybody else's. That's what I'm going to say. You know,
so
they don't bring the guards to the door. They don't. And my kids aren't going around causing a hassle. That's the main thing. That's all I care about. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's kids, Angela.
Okay. Well, if it was your child breaking the tree and Jeremy gave out,
I'd break his face. I'd be the first one. I would. I'd give him a fucking clapper in front of Jeremy. That's what I do. I'd give the fucking child a slap in front of him.
Okay, but
he'd be knocked up for a week.
If you saw Jeremy reefing your young fella out of it, what would you think?
Trying to get the fuck away, and what's his problem? Shouting at kids.
And that's exactly what that father said to you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and just like you, and not to take offence to this, John, just like you.
I can't take offence to anything.
No, but just like you, big violent, loudmouth fathers raise big, loud.
Fucking kids never brought the bleeding law to the door, and neither did we. We're fucking mom and dads. You know, that's the way we're brought up. My kids never bleeding broke the law in their lives. How dare you even fucking mention that about my kids?
Well, hang on, then there's no issue. You're not going
to. There isn't an issue. My kids aren't breaking the laws, I'm at the same
age. You care about.
What the fuck has anybody else's kids got to do with me? It's not my job. I'm not their parent.
Jeremy Dixon. And if you look at the thumbnail for this podcast, one of our listeners went to the trouble of making it. It's a thumbnail of Jeremy as Rambo.
So hang on, John. It's not funny, actually.
It is funny.
It is very fucking funny, actually.
So people are comparing me to the fictional character Rambo. All because I didn't reef them out of it. They weren't kicked to the ground. It was all verbal. It was a verbal altercation.
Yeah.
And you little snowflake man there have a problem do you have a problem with teaching?
The streets of Rathdown County and Dunleary are safe. Jeremy to the rescue.
But hang on, do you
listen to what he's saying, because that's literally what it was. This tree was nothing to do with you.
Are you going to drive around now the weekend, Jeremy, and look for people breaking trees and poor shelters?
No, that
is that what you're going to do, Jeremy?
No, that is not the point. The point is...
Oh, you're calling me a snowflake.
The point is, people like you and Adrian...
like me.
It's nothing to do with spinelessness.
Spineless little men.
No. It's nothing to do with being spineless. It's to do with minding your own fucking business. It's none of your business.
It actually is your business. Hang on, John.
Do you work for Dunleary Rathdown Council?
John, if you were outside your local shop today...
wouldn't give a fuck. They could break the place up if they wanted. It's not my fucking shop. It's not my kids. I don't give one fuck, Jeremy.
Okay, if you saw a granny outside your shop and her handbag was stolen by a 15-year-old, what would you do?
A 15-year-old? Now, I'd intervene now when it comes to kids acting the bollocks with old folk.
Okay.
But that's it. But you're talking about
a tree.
The likes of trees and bush shelters, yeah, doesn't concern me. I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff.
Do me a favour, John. Stay on the line there for one second.
Can you not hear the irony of what he's saying here and the contradiction that if it's a kid breaking a bush shelter, nobody gets a free pass. If it's a kid grabbing a bag off a granny, that's a problem.
It's the severity of the crime, isn't it, John?
You're either Rambo or you're not Rambo.
Oh, I'm not Rambo. I'm not Rambo, believe me, and I never will be.
So you're spineless as well. You've no backbone.
Call me what you like once I'm not too early in the morning.
Stay there.
It's not funny. You've literally no backbone, and you're what's wrong with this country as well. You literally are.
Oh, here we go again. Our number is 085 825 2626. The messages are absolutely flying in here. Let's bring in Andrea firstly.
Jeremy, your approach was wrong. That's why the father was pissed off. If someone swore at your son and said that they were dragged up, you'd have an issue, irrelevant of whether they were doing right or wrong. You should have just said, lads, come down and stop dragging out of the trees. You didn't need to shout and swear and tell them that they were dragged up.
Yeah, and that's the issue. Your approach was wrong.
That's what I did say.
You didn't.
That's what I did say. You cursed at them.
Get off the fucking tree. Were you dragged up? I can hear you.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can hear you. Yes, I've heard you shouting.
You spoke to me 5 minutes after it happened and you heard how angry I was.
Eddie has also been on to us.
Adrian, for God's sake, would you stop being a fucking snowflake? Jeremy's right. I think any responsible parent who knew their kid was doing wrong and a stranger... raise their voice, not hitting them, they're just raising their voice at them, would have no issue with that. I remember walking down Clondalkin Village a couple of years ago, and the council had only planted new trees. They're only at the sapling stage, and there's these little scumbags between about 10 and 13, and they were snapping them. And I let a roar at them, and leave the fucking things alone, let them bleed and grow, can't have nothing decent around here. And they walked off. Now, if they'd have done that, they probably would have broke every fucking tree. You think that's all right for me to walk by and go, no, let them do damage to my area? No, 100% I'm going to raise my voice. And it worked.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks, Laura. Friday. What did you want to say on this?
I think he was right doing that. I just made a comment there on the page. Now, I went to see a film there today. It was a kids' film. I kind of expected it was going to be a bit noise there. But there was a group of kids there. One of them was like climbing up rows of seats for the past 30 minutes while I was watching the film. And he was like, went up to my row and he kept repeating. So it kind of got to me where I was like telling the kids sit down because the parents wouldn't do it. Like, he sat there for 5 minutes and then he continued doing the thing. But is this like that, like not parents not doing their job, like of like, you know, trying to...
And sorry, what did you do?
I just told the kid to sit down and he sat down.
Okay.
I didn't course at him. I didn't do anything else. I just said, sit down.
Okay. You've just reminded me. So this happened in a cinema. You've just reminded me of another incident a couple of years ago that Jeremy told me about something that you did in a cinema.
Sorry, that was about 10 years ago.
Was that long ago?
We did.
It just shows you your mentality hasn't changed.
Yeah, we were in 98 at the time because we did a topic on it. Okay. And I literally ripped apart.
You were ripped apart because what Jeremy did in a cinema one day was a group of young fellas using a mobile phone in the cinema. What were they doing?
Oh my God, what was it again?
But they were using a mobile phone anyway.
They were playing games on the phone, weren't they? They were sitting in the row in front of me as far as I can remember. This is over 10 years ago.
But anyway, the bottom line is you grabbed the phone off the young fella.
I said, you're not getting it back Until, yeah, I said you're not getting it back until the movie's over.
What do you think of that one, John?
But that was here.
Holy shit.
No.
Sorry, we're not going to stand here and defend something that happened.
The reason I'm telling that story is you haven't changed. You think you have the God-given right to discipline children that aren't yours. That's really what I'm trying to prove by telling that story.
He takes somebody's property off them, Jeremy.
Yeah, you know? He did, yeah. And he supports detaining teenagers who are up to no good, like Angela was suggesting.
I didn't say I would do it, but I said if Angela wants to do it,
I get the point, Jeremy. The kids are a little fuckers. Well, that's some of them are. But it's not my job to make them not. It's not. I'm not their parents. I'm not there to, you know, discipline them kids. They're not my kids.
Well, someone has to do it.
That's my point.
Someone has to do it because their own parents are not doing it.
Well, that's your. If you want to do it and just start disciplining and half and fucking wrap down and Dunleary County Council's kids, you can. But I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know how you could do it, but I wouldn't be able to do it. I just feel much fucking, you know, you must have a lot of time on your hands, do you?
No, I happened to be there anyway. I didn't go out of my way, if you were listening to the story.
And what are you going to do there if you're driving home there this evening there and someone's fucking kicking a bush shelter in? You're going to get out and detain them and call the guards?
Yeah, I will, actually, yeah.
Oh, wow, well done, sir. Well, I'll give me your look here.
And I'm sure, Laura, you do the same if you saw a...
Well, the thing is, there's a thing there where if they're smashing a bus, shelter, and it depends on the age as well, because some kids can be very aggressive. They might have a crossbar in their hand and they might hit you with it. So that too, you're probably putting yourself in danger by trying to stop them. That's the other issue too. If it's a big,
you know, Dublin bus are insured for this kind of stuff, don't you, Jeremy?
Sorry, what did you say, John?
You know, Dublin bus are insured for all this, don't you?
Ah, okay. Well, then we should let them.
You either want to be a regular presenter or the guard. Are you in the middle of a midlife crisis there? You thinking of joining the guard?
No, I've always, and in fact, if you listen back to podcasts from 15 years ago, I've always been brought up, and in fact, I do it even with adults because my wife loses the rag on me. If we're in the cinema and there's people talking during the movie,
I'd be going straight back out the door and I'd say, how are you doing? Give me my tickets back. Give me my money back.
Yeah, well, that's where you know. I don't do that. And Adrian knows that because he's been in the cinema.
I'm not going to sit there chastising other people's kids and
I stand up because my wife is often grabbing me by the arm saying sit
and
down.
She's right.
I stand up in the middle of a whole cinema and I will tell people to shut the fuck up if they're talking during the movie that I've paid for. So thank you.
That
thumbnail on our podcast just proves the point of what I've been saying. Who the fuck do you think you are to be shouting at people, to be shouting at kids, to be literally acting like Rambo? Who do you think you are? There was another incident in a chipper, if I recall, many years ago, where you upended the place as well. Seriously. Anyway, John, thanks very much indeed. I've a load of messages.
Laura, don't stop being you. Don't stop calling out.
No, see, I just told the kids to sit down. I didn't do anything else because if I did, you know, the parents were there, so you had to kind of be careful that way. It was just the kids literally beside me, like
screw the parents. Screw the parents, because the chances are the parents are just as bad as the kids are as well. So do not be afraid to call out children.
Well, I think the whole point is it's just kind of annoying because, like, you kind of have to do the parents' job in a way, and then you get the shit because the parents couldn't, you know, tell the kids you're not meant to be doing this, you're not meant to be doing that, and then that's the thing, you know.
All right, nice to talk to you as always, Laura. There's a load of messages that I've to squeeze into this before we wrap up this episode of Opinions Matter. Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I 100% agree with Jeremy on this one. And Adrian saying there, oh, that's up to the child's father to chastise him. Father's probably a scumbag. We've said it on this podcast before. Scum breeds scum. So it's not up to that child's father to do it. He probably couldn't give a fuck. He'd actually probably want Jeremy to give the young fella a clip so he'd get a payday out of it. So no, Jeremy's dead right. Doesn't matter. It's public money that put it there. So Jeremy contributed to that if it's in his council area. Well, there we go, lads.
All right, thank you very much indeed. John.
Sorry, boys, you just cut me off there. I wanted to add something else there. Adrian is going on there saying that, it wasn't his kid, has nothing got to do with him. It's not his tree, has nothing got to do with him, this, that, and the other. Adrian is, I tell you what Adrian is now. Adrian is exactly the kind of fella that he's walking down the street there and he sees some random kid getting picked on by four or five other kids. But sure, oh, it's not my kid, I'll just stay walking. It's the same thing, like. It's the same kind of scenario. When you see wrong happening, yeah, you step in and you do something about it if you have any bollocks about you, something that Adrian doesn't have. That's what you, he's exactly the kind of person now that walks past children getting bullied on the street and just says to himself, not my problem, not my children, not my problem. That's what Adrian is.
All right. Brian is also not happy with me.
Hi, Adrian. Sorry, guys, I can't come on the show today, but I just have a question for you, Adrian. That woman there is talking about detaining kids if they put a brick through the window of a building. Can I ask you a question, Adrian? Would you detain a child if they came over with a brick and smashed it through the window of your car?
Would I detain a child? No, I wouldn't, unfortunately, Brian.
So, Brian, I don't know if you're picking up on Adrian here, but there's literally zero spine here.
You have
here.
No right to detain a child.
Even there was a caller there a few seconds ago talking, literally ripping Adrian apart. What was his name? The fellow that was on there just a second ago ripping you apart.
Oh, John.
John. Ripping Adrian apart, and Adrian just took us like, yeah. Okay, give out about me.
Sean is our final caller on this.
Well, lads, sorry I can't come on, but I just want to say, Jeremy, like, cop the fuck on. It's a tree. It's not that big a deal. Like, I agree, if the crime's bad, then yes, say something, but it's a tree. A few years ago, a group of lads went to a fellow I know's house and tried to rob his kid's bike, and he stopped them. And he grabbed the bike back. The family of said kids showed up at his house and absolutely battered him, tore the hair out of his head. He ended up in hospital over it because he tried to stop his kids getting their bike back. I agree with discipline in them. The problem is certain families will not let you discipline their children and they will show up. Like, this poor fellow was in hospital over getting his child's bike back. If it's a tree, I agree, say nothing. But over a bike, it shouldn't end like that.
All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed for your message.
The point is, Sean, Adrian said, just to reiterate what Adrian said there about 10 minutes ago that even if a cat was being kicked, you just keep walking.
Okay, I'll reserve the cat.
No, you said it. You can't take it back now. So you're pulling me up over things I did 12 years ago.
Yeah, because it just proves that you really do think you are that famous character.
Well, thank you for the backup, guys, because it proves that 90% of you actually agree with me. Now, here, do you want to win a coffee mug, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yes. We have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away, and you just have to get your entry in by Monday at lunchtime.
And if you've been paying attention to this podcast, you'll know the answer to this straight away. What fictional character have I been compared to about 50 million times during the last hour? Fictional character?
All you have to do is look at the thumbnail for this podcast, which one of our listeners created and sent in to
us. Which I actually look like in real life as well. So what fictional character have I been compared to about 50 times in the last hour? WhatsApp your answer to us on 085 825 2626. And when does it close?
Entry in by 1 o'clock on Monday the 9th of March. 1 o'clock, Monday the 9th of March.
So March the 9th.
No, the 9th of March. The 9th of March will do. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload an episode. We'll catch you on the next one.